Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It is 5:09 here, 77 degrees on this Wednesday, August 6, 2025. You can catch us at 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can also catch us anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search The Rob O'Donnell Show. And if you missed the interview earlier today at the 4 o'clock hour with Congressman Rob Bresnahan and GOP House Chairwoman Congresswoman Lisa McClain of Michigan's 9th District, she is the fourth highest ranking member of the House of Representatives. There is the Speaker of the House, there is the Majority Leader, there is the Majority Whip, and then there is the Chairwoman, which is Congresswoman Lisa McClain. And she was in our area touring a couple of manufacturing plants with the congressman. She was going to be down in Pennsylvania's 7th District, I believe, tomorrow. And she was in New Jersey yesterday with a couple of representatives from that area touring the same thing to talk about how the boom in manufacturing, helped by the Big Beautiful Bill, is moving forward. So it was great to have them in the studio here in Northeast Pennsylvania. And we got some really good news about our hospitals here in our area, that there is a letter of intent from an organization. Now, what that looks like moving forward, but it is great progress. And the chairwoman said that is by no small order from the work of our Congressman Rob Bresnahan and what he's done to fight for our rural hospitals here in our area. So as we move on with the show here, this story was interesting. The Teamsters boss and Sean O'Brien was on a podcast, and he accused then-Vice President Kamala Harris of pressuring his union for an endorsement. And this interview took place, this podcast where he was interviewed took place on Tuesday. And he recounted a tense meeting in which she allegedly said that the union better get on board. And if this doesn't show entitlement, if this doesn't show who you are as a person, you know, your insecurities and basically not letting your work speak for itself, I don't know what does. And listen, he has been controversial on both sides, Sean O'Brien. He has fought with Republicans. He has fought with Democrats. What he does fight for is his union membership, and that's what his job is. That's what he's supposed to do. But it's interesting now that this stuff is all starting to come out, and it's really no surprise for anyone who saw Kamala Harris for what she was, that she figured that the Teamsters' endorsement and their Democrat history, it was just expected. And in fact, it was not expected. She needed to work for it. And she didn't like the fact that she needed to work for it, as per the Teamsters president, Sean O'Brien. He described one putting off encounter that they had in 2024 with the presidential candidate in a photo op line. So Joan goes up in a line and Joan says, "I'm Joan Corey. I'm the vice president of the Teamsters Union." And Harris pointed her finger at her face and said, "Teamsters better get on board." And so Joan said, "Excuse me?" And this is the vice president of the Teamsters. And Harris replied, "Yeah, Teamsters better get on board. I don't know why you haven't endorsed me yet." So the vice president came back and told the president this. And between them, the board, they said the nerve of her. O'Brien, who has criticized the Democrat Party in the past and fought with the Republican Party, went on to claim that when Harris met with the union's executive board, which had prepared a slate of 16 questions, she only answered 4 questions. She really didn't answer the questions at all. And then on the 4th question, my chief of staff slides me an index card that says, "This is the last question. She's not answering anymore," because she wanted to pontificate and give her a speech on why the country is the way it is and why we should endorse her, not answer our questions. Now, this brings to light a few things. A, I'm glad that they are doing their due diligence as a union behind the scenes. The fact that they prepared 16 questions for her and she refused to really answer them in any sort of substance, and that was not okay for them. That's good. I'm glad to hear that. And this goes for anyone. the fact that she expected their support, not work for their support, not tell them why she should be a good choice for them to endorse. She just expected it. It was just, I'm the one. O'Brien paraphrased her closing as essentially telling the union leadership, listen, I'm going to win with or without you. And it was like such a smug answer. And this is a quote from him. And it was like such a smug answer, like, okay. And that turned the majority of the people in that room off her, he said. O'Brien then described her postmortem of the meeting, noting that many of the union leadership were turned off by Harris's smug demeanor and body language. You could feel it a mile away, he said. The Teamsters declined to endorse a candidate in the 2024 presidential election, a move that sparked internal and external criticism. Once we announced that there was going to be no endorsement, that's when all the Keyboy warriors came out in attacks from the DSA, the Democrat Social Association, and, you know, my friends that were alleging, my friends that were, you know, high-ranking senators in the Democrat Party. Once I spoke at the RNC, then I was like, no good to them. Harris and her team did not immediately respond to a request for comment based off the Teamsters leader's statement. Now, there were Teamsters sectors that voted to endorse Trump, voted to support Trump, but the Teamsters as a whole chose to sit it out, mainly because of the smug attitude of Kamala Harris. And it's probably her campaign in a nutshell. It's probably the entire reason why she's really not been liked. And if you look back at her political career, especially running for president, dropping out of the primary first because of lack of support, and even now, today, where you have someone like an Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is polling higher than who was the vice president of the United States and a candidate for president, who, yes, was beat pretty badly, lost every battleground state, but again, expected to win, or her circle was telling her time and time again that she was going to win. I think she really believed she was going to win. I think anyone looking at the polling honestly saw there were major cracks and that there was trouble to be had. I think the election night, that night showed that, you know, point blank. But it's interesting that you have people like the president of the Teamsters Union coming out now and making statements like this. Is this basically taking her out of any future races before it even starts? Are they saying, hey, don't even think about running again because we have more stories like this? I think it is exactly that. I think she has seen the writing on the wall. It's why she's not running for governor. I think she sees the writing on the wall. It's why she's made statements saying politics isn't her thing right now, isn't in her plan. And that most likely includes the next presidential election. It's not like she does not have years ahead of her, but I think her likability has been shown time and time again to not pass any threshold whatsoever. But we'll see. When you have a Democrat Party that is lacking leadership, lacking message, lacking a cohesive platform, you know, they do sometimes start to listen to the wackiest bunch. And that's why you have a Jasmine Crockett. That's why you have someone like an Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez kind of laying low. She's not dumb when it comes to politics. She may not be able to talk policy very well. She might not be able to defend anything that she tries to defend as far as stances that she has or why she has them. She has the cliches of tax the rich and your Republicans are bad and the Nazis are out there and everything like that. But she's not crazy like Jasmine Crockett. She's not crazy like a babbling Bernie Sanders. She'll latch on to him. But again, here's someone that just could not have national recognition. But I would not discount that either, because obviously the Democrats, when Hillary Clinton ran, were afraid of Bernie Sanders. This is why they pushed him out. So it'll be interesting to see what happens moving forward. It'll be interesting to see where things go from here. But you've already had the Biden camp basically warn the Harris, Kamala Harris team, that, listen, you better sit this one out as far as throwing stones at us, because we'll just come out swinging. You saw a little bit of that with the Hunter Biden recent interview, to where he totally, you know, blaming what, Ambien on his dad? So it's going to be interesting as it moves forward. I'm seeing now the White House live press conference where you have Tim Cook from Apple, where they're increasing their investment to $100 billion. Another $100 billion in Apple investment in United States manufacturing. And he's saying it just be a matter of time before an iPhone is made here in America. That's probably a stretch, but $100 billion additional investment. Tim Cook is in the White House right now at this press conference that I'm looking at, where they're announcing this additional $100 billion with the Treasury Secretary there, and Scott Bessent is there as this announcement's being made. And $100 billion investment from Apple is no small thing. So I think everyone needs to pay attention. And this is in addition to a few hundred billion that Apple has already committed to investing in U.S. manufacturing. So good things happening if you open yourself up. You don't have to like the guy. I get it. You don't have to at all. But if they're doing good things, at least accept it. And then say, oh, okay, well, we can grow on that. We could do something better than that. But until you have those ideas and those people that can see that through, I guess we'll just have to be at odds. Apple to invest $600 billion over the next 4 years in total. So this is an additional $100 billion. I knew there were a few hundred billion already earmarked. $600 billion over the next 4 years. That's an incredible investment. Incredible investment.